morning.
Hey, good morning, Reverend Al. Hey, I know you're ripping and running this morning and trying to, you know, going all across the country trying to stand up for justice. Reverend Al, we just wanted to talk to you real quick about the Trayvon Martin case and the closing arguments. What do you think so far?
Well, I think that the prosecution made a good closing argument yesterday. Clearly, when he tied all of the argument together, I don't see how the jury does not understand that there was no defense that Zimmerman put up to say that he had any reasonable standing for self-defense. The law says, Ricky, that you must have a reasonable fear that your life is in imminent danger or bodily harm. Given that there were no serious injuries at all, and given that he knew that he had MMA training and a gun, how was he ever in fear of his life? And he admitted on the tape played to the jury, he never even said he was a watchman, never said anything. His story just doesn't make sense. We'll see what the defense comes back with their closing arguments today, and then the prosecution rebuts it. Then the judge will charge the jury. But I'm confident that if this jury is fair at all, that they would have to come back and say that there was no reason for this. And let me quickly add that let's not forget that had not people marched and rallied and people like you blew the trumpet, there wouldn't even be a trial. They had closed this in Sanford before any of us went down there and forced them to have a special prosecutor. So we're going to have to continue to struggle, but this proves that if we organize en masse and move forward, we can push the system to do what is right in terms of a trial. Now let's see where the verdict goes.
Wow, man. Hey, Reverend, I just want to thank you for everything that you do. I watch your show every single day. Politics Nation on MSNBC. If you really want to learn about justice and peace and politics, you really need to watch Reverend Al's show. And Reverend Al, let everybody know how they can join the National Action Network.
They can go to nationalactionnetwork.net, www.nationalactionnetwork.net, or call 1-877-626-4651. We're organizing right now with Martin Luther King III, the 50th anniversary march in Washington on August the 24th. So we want everybody to get ready to be in Washington to stand up for voting rights and justice. And they can get all the information at www.nationalactionnetwork.net. And help us out. My head deacon is Ricky Smiley.
All right. Reverend Al, before you go, and we know Ricky Smiley, like you said, he has been a leader and definitely a pillar in trying to get this movement and other movements done, too, especially with this Trayvon Martin situation. Now, I guess two-part question. Do you think that everything or the case, the trial will end today? And there's been talk about the fear of what may happen once a verdict is rendered. As far as, you know, protests, or what do you think the temperature of the temperament of the people are right now?
I don't know that it will end today because I think the jury will get it today and they will probably deliberate a day or two, but we'll see. There's no doubt Ricky Smiley is going to lead it. And as I said, I don't think it would have happened without Ricky and others that got on the airwaves and helped us to build the climate. I think that regardless of the verdict, we do not want to see violence because let's say the verdict goes against the will of the of family and what we think is just, then we go to the federal government like we did with Rodney King. The federal government has suspended its case until they see what happened with the state. They didn't close it. And we cannot have people, one, we don't want to become violent and become what we're fighting. We want to stop what we're fighting. Second, we don't want to taint it to where people will not go to the next step. The object is justice, and we'll fight long or short, but we're going to keep fighting until we get justice. We cannot have unarmed young men that did not commit a crime just killed, and people's lives don't mean anything.
That's right. That's right, Reverend Al. Thank you so much, Reverend Al. I know you're getting on the flight, and just thank you for taking time, for joining, coming on our show and sharing this with our listeners. Thank you so much, Reverend Al.
Always time for you, Ricky. You always make time for the community. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Love you, Reverend Al.
Love you.
Yes, sir. Reverend Al Sharpton right here on the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.